You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Oh my. Oh my. Good morning to you all, Wakeys. It is Wednesday. Wednesday already. The benefit of a beautiful holiday week, as we like to say. Good morning to Matthew D. Neely.
Good
Esquire.
Morning, sir.
How are you doing, my friend?
I'm all right. How are you?
We're doing just fine.
Good.
Just fine today. We got a fun Wednesday show. Shelley Kice will be here at 7 o'clock. One of her previous times that earlier this year, was it earlier or the year? It was the year before when she was on, when the various Republicans were calling for the crushing of free speech after they were complaining about the Biden administration crushing free speech on other things. They literally sent three emails to Patty saying,
certified
can
letters.
We not have Shelley Kice on the
Courier
air?
Courier pigeon. Well, there's an investigation going on.
My tribunal is nice, going to be hot.
Yeah. So your investigation has been going for a long time.
Oh, absolutely. Whew. It's gonna be a humdinger.
It's an active investigation.
Good God. I can't wait till they make the stocks. It's gonna be so good.
The stocks.
They're gonna put me in the stocks.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
They're gonna put me in the.
You have really violated the unwritten law.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Listening to the collected works of audiobooks of Steve Kozacik and Justine Wadsack alternating. Woo! That's a punishment. All right, here we go. We got also folks from the Presidio Museum will be here at 8:07, my buddy April and the other nice lady. And then Grant Kruger's coming in. Kruger, not from Kruger Smoothing and Grinding. This
yes.
is Grant Kruger from...
No, different.
from the Union Hospitality Group. He is on the front lines on so many things, including the propositions that have to do with, that you're going to be voting on about wages, tip credits, all this other thing. So he's going to navigate those. There might be two on. Maybe there's one. He's going to tell me. That's why I got him on.
There you
and
go.
And then, thank
that's,
you.
That's proving you booking him for the show.
And then Saturday, we have me and Austin Vander Hayden from Goldwater will be at the Northwest Republican meeting, pushing on you information about all 13 ballots. Ted scared me yesterday. He did 3-1 with his fingers, and I read them backwards. I said, there's 31 ballots? That would be awesome. So, all right, let's get through a rundown here. Oh, info at northwestrepublicans.com, 8:30 start. I know it's early for some of you. That's like middle of the day for me. All right, we got to still get to the Dollar General story. We got to get to that. We got to get to... NYU Professor Galloway hanging out with the not-so-great Pam Reed lady on... Joyce Reed, excuse me, on MSNBC. The demographic of America that's totally in ignored by the DNC. You won't be surprised. Peter Ducey asked KJP about the Kamala Harris's newly discovered accent. Chicago resident issues chilling warning to armed Venezuelan gangs as they overtake apartment complex in the Windy City. Those Venezuelans.
Yeah.
They're just legally processed asylum seekers. So when you have an administration that ignores the law and calls them LPAS, legally processed, even though we're ignoring multiple laws, guess what happens? You get bad people coming into your country.
Well, just like when you ignore the laws in the city of Tucson, people feel impunity to drive 100 miles an hour and take over intersections mm-hmm. and have shootouts
correct.
Like they see in the movies and on their video games.
You are correct.
Thank you.
New York City, migrants now account for 75% of Midtown arrests, according to the city of
okay.
New York.
So. Did you see that, speaking of, you mentioned the Venezuelan gangs.
Yeah.
Whatever. Did you see, I don't know if it was true, but there was something making its round on the ether the ether of society, the internet that connects us all, of Hell's Angels heading off to Colorado to, you know, pay him a visit.
Yeah, that's a rumor thing. I haven't seen.
It's a pretty good idea. At least it's a pretty good thought, because you know, be a little more direct than dealing with, you know, politicians and agendas.
Rich woman, daughter of lawyers, who shut down her state. Gretchen Whitmer tries to relate to middle class Americans as she craps on Donald Trump for being rich, which I love. That's really good. I love when they do that. University of Arizona investigating reports of robbery. Zaira Moreno has the chart. That's the young lady that was killed when
Moreno. Yes. It's
basically,
the people's attorney dropped charges against the guy that admitted he knew she was on the back of his car and continued to drive.
Yeah.
And then he got released on $2,500 bail.
Yep.
Now charges have been dropped.
Yep. As someone once said,
now you know why
the Emerge Domestic Abuse Center for Women and Children wanted Mike Jetty and not Laura Conover. So we'll get to that.
Yeah, to wit, yes.
Thank God Bud Foster is working on the really hard. If you want to milk fed in a spoon story to Bud that has nothing and no one cares about.
Was this the
about?
One about the, they figured out a way to take greasy pizza boxes in the recycling and
gave
the green light on that
more
one?
Important.
Oh, more important than that?
We're going to take a
scientific breakthrough on pizza boxes.
We're going to redo spaces to make them more attractive to wildlife.
Huh?
And they want to do a wildlife corridor over or under Interstate 10.
Oh, okay. This wouldn't be in Marana where the pedestrians are getting whacked right and left trying to run across I-10, is it?
Well, we're going to figure that out.
Okay.
We still got to get to the. There's two stories that came together, and my not getting to the J.D. Wallace story yesterday combines with this other one by Catherine Patterson. So we're going to get to some wonderful irony with monsoon may be fading, but weeds hanging out. City has rules for property owners.
Okay.
Then City of Work Tucson wants to get more dogs on leashes
because
they're worried about. Doggy fecal matter.
Yeah.
So we'll get to that too.
Good.
We'll get to that. We have another shooting in the Speedway corridor.
Yep.
So we got Fent Lowell.
Mm-hmm.
And now Speedway is turning into, I don't know.
Speedway and Cray Cray, yeah.
Speedway and Cray Cray is not bad. So we had another person. Were they killed, Matt? I'm trying to remember now.
Non-life-threatening. This one, Speedway and Craycroft?
Yes.
Non-life-threatening, sir.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we got that. The other thing that was hilarious. So last night was the Heather Lappin, Chris Nanos debate. It was the clean elections. Okay. And they had useless journalistic eunuch Jim Nintzel as the... and that's a spiritual eunuch, not, I think he has a child. So, one of my favorite parts of this tells you where Jim Nintzel is. And really, he betrayed how useless he is. He referred to Chris Nanos as Clarence Dubnyk.
Really?
Really? Best Freudian slip of the day. The best. And I noticed Jim is starting to, for some reason, look exactly like Tom Horn. If you look at him, I looked at him, why is Tom Horn doing a thing? And it turned out to be Nintzel. Yeah, now that's right. I think he has to learn how to start playing piano as good as Tom Horn and also talking in parking garages when no one else can see you.
Just like the movie. Casino. I won't
exactly
say it.
Like Casino.
I didn't say it. I sort of didn't say it. A strange story.
So good.
Although, to his credit, he is standing up to the ideologues on the left.
Oh, he's doing it. Yeah, so he's fine.
More power to the guy.
Oh, absolutely. He said some bumps along the road, as we like to say.
Yeah.
There was a line in it where Nano says about Heather Lappin, she has no thoughts, right? Like, literally insulting her. And I find that funny because if someone said that about a female Democrat, they'd lose their minds. Lose their minds.
Well, it's okay to, you know, say a female Republican is witless.
But who said that?
I don't know. The entire national media, when Sarah Palin was running for vice president.
Yep.
That's okay.
Is it okay?
But you say anything about Kamala, and it's racism, it's sexism, it's war against women, it's pointing out, you know, flip-flopping on major issues.
To a friend of mine who's Democrat, I mentioned to her about the Willie Brown thing, and she had wanted no part of that. She's like, it's exaggerated. She said about the Willie Brown thing. I'm like, okay, okie dokie. Big announcement, and this is one of those ones where Matt's going to have to wear his stretchy pants.
Is this like a big announcement, like when Josh had the big announcement? It's two big announcements in a week.
Oof.
Goodness.
It's true. Tuesday the 17th is going to be America's Best Mexican Food Palooza the entire day. You usually have one restaurant on a Food Friday.
Yeah.
Right? We're going to have five.
Oh, dear Lord.
That day.
Well, that's,
starting at 6:30 and one every half hour, there will be a amazing locally owned Mexican restaurant.
Tucson, this is what we do, baby.
Yep. So be ready. Extra Pilates, whatever you're doing, we're doing it. All right. Battle of the bands today. Music artists, I decided to take two English blokes who fronted hugely successful bands.
Yeah.
Who had hugely successful solo careers. So we got Gordon Sumner versus Philip Collins. So we'll start off with a little deep track off the second Sting album. It's Englishman in New York. And we're doing Sting v. Phil Collins today. You're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. All right, we're doing Sting versus Phil Collins today. You are on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice. Give us a call, 790-2040, and wakeuptucson@gmail.com. Remember, the Paul Marsh Memorial is also going on today, 12 noon, at the Marana Veterans Cemetery. All right, where do we start today? Holy moly. Let's get to, let's see. We could get to the Venezuelans taking over Chicago. That's not bad. Two miracles in Costco yesterday after I found out they were raising my membership fees. But my Kewpie Japanese mayo is in giant bottles now, which I've been dreaming about at Costco. So
is there any... As Jack Nicholson said, is there any other kind?
Thank you.
Giant bottles at Costco.
So we need that. And then the Vorsteiner German beer for Oktoberfest beer is now there. And it's a case of 24 for $21.99. Dealio. So I already started hoarding it and hiding it in the house for the DeSimone Oktoberfest party coming up later in the fall. So we got that going for us. And Japanese mayo is just, it's different. It uses more of the egg yolk in it. And it's just to me, it's the best tasting mayo on the planet. Just to let you know that. All right. Let's get to some, quote, news crap, as we like to say. Let's see. Oh, let's get to some good news that no one seems to want to cover in Tucson, Arizona. This is from KTAR News in Phoenix. A new electromatic aircraft arrived at Davis-Monthan Airport for pilot training on August 23rd. The EA-37B aircraft will give the military an advantage in electromagnetic battle space. As Bruce Dickinson would say, explore the space. Battle space. The aircraft will also deny, degrade, and disrupt opponents' communications. information processing, navigation, radar systems, and radio-controlled threats. Air Combat Command Commander General Ken Wilsbach.
Sir.
Quote, for a pilot, there's nothing better than picking up a new aircraft, brand new aircraft from the factory and delivering it to the warfighters. For those of you who are going to get to fly it, it's going to be amazing. We are on the cusp of delivering advanced capability, especially in electronic combat. Today is an exciting day for Air Combat Command. The new aircraft will replace the legacy EC-130H model and advanced U.S. Coalition Tactical Air Service and Special Operation Forces. A second aircraft is expected to be delivered to Davis-Monthan Air Force Base by the end of 2024. Now, here's the thing. It's not like KTAR had a reporter on the ground. It wasn't like KTAR had a some sort of informant at Davis-Monthan that said, shh, there's something going on. This is what they call a press release. Somehow was not covered by the local news.
It was covered on KVOI yesterday extensively.
Well, thank you. Sorry. I apologize.
10:30 The Voice.
Sorry.
But well, and it was out of Air Force.gov or Air Force.mil. And the plane that it's replacing, and a listener called me up, I had a typo in my news script yesterday and called me up and corrected me. But that EC-130 is going back to the 80s, right?
Yeah.
It's a long-term frame that it's replacing. So it's big news for Tucson. It really is. And your point is absolutely correct. It's big news for Tucson.
Because Foster's wasting time.
The Air Force
time.
Base is an economic driver of the city.
But it's part of the military industrial complex. Remember, you're supposed to make money in this town by taking advantage of government contracts, well, not also, actually being the military.
Yeah, it's also part of a much bigger story about advancements or updates in the United States, and this is going to offend some people, especially in Tucson, of our nuclear capability. And it's actually, these new aircraft are managed out of Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska.
Wow.
Yeah. So that'll, you want to trigger a big slice of Tucson's population, say this is part of our nuclear readiness.
I'll never forget when Higdog and I interviewed the Tucson Forward
people. Was quite amusing.
These are the people who want Davis-Monthan moved to Casa Grande. They also admitted, what was the other one? This is one of my favorite. The noise of the jets in the air is retarding the educational and language growth of immigrant children trying to learn English, and that F-16s are going to just basically crash into Tucson. That was actually their logo, was an F-16 crashing into Tucson. Oh, and also foreign pilots don't understand English.
That one, that was a good, you have a very good
that
recall
was hot.
On these things.
All right, let's go to break. Wake up. He's almost there. Keep him up a little bit. Here we go. Phil's going to say, take a good look at me now. There he is. All right. Sting versus Phil Collins today in the Battle of the Music Artist Bump List against all odds. I would say, I guess, in the air tonight through that was in Miami Vice, and then this one through this horrible movie, but good song, really started solidifying Phil's solo stardom, as you like to say. I don't know if you know this. He was in a prog rock group called Genesis before that. Just let you know that.
Je ne sais quoi. Wait a minute. Genesis. I always get it wrong.
Or as Shatner says in Wrath of Khan, Genesis, what's that? All right. Let's make you feel better about what's going on in Tucson.
Oh, good.
And by making you feel better, I'm not going to make you feel better. Let's start off with, I saw this, and maybe the Crime Free crew, this might be something Joshua and the crew could help us with. I saw there's a public comment for review on city magistrates. The City of Tucson Magistrates Merit Selection Committee is reviewing applications for reappointments for Lisa Sergio and Wendy Million, like in dollars, like Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, right? Public participation is welcomed, And all comments should be in writing by 5 p.m. on Tuesday, September 7th, which is actually, Betsy's right, it's Tuesday. It's Super Taco Tuesday, where we're going to have five different Mexican restaurants in
Super
here.
Moon Taco Tuesday.
Super, that's super, yes. It is Super Moon Taco Moon.
I'll take it.
Taco Luna. So I talked about who we should get to sponsor it, and talked to a couple people. So Taco Bell is going to sponsor the Super Taco Tuesday because... Sorry. Now, but the other one was Chorus Nylander, the Gentle Giant, also a prog rock group in the 70s. He did a story about a judge scolding court staff. A routine court hearing for initial appearances at Pima County's Consolidated Court took a dramatic turn on Wednesday night after the judge realized court staff were changing court dates behind her back. Hold on, let's just hear it for everyone over there. Hold on, I hit the wrong button, sorry. Judge Lisa Sergio, who I just said is up for reappointment. See how it all comes as I'll do my Jesse Ventura. It's all coming together, McMahon or Gorilla Monsoon, whoever he was working with that time. A Tucson magistrate that was serving as a pro tem for initial appearances was wrapping up with a criminal defendant that was facing several felonies related to drug possession. Remember, we learned from Dan Shearer that literally 80% of the cases are all drug-related in this town. Even though Rahina keeps telling you, oh, no, they've just been priced out of their apartment. That wasn't from the machine. That was an all. That was a farm-to-table raspberry.
Raspberry.
Buckmaster's like, I got to clean this mic later. Anyway, she had set the defendant's next court date in justice court when the public defender asked for clarity, that's a good word in this town, on the court date. Judge Sergio began questioning court staff about the date. Quote, whoa, whoa. I almost sounded like Travolta. Whoa. My Vinnie Barbarino just came out there. Whoa. How many bad references can these... I'm like Dennis Miller on speed right now. I just want to let everyone know that. Whoa, wait a minute. You're changing the court dates I just set? I'm ordering you not to change the court dates I just set, quote, unquote, Judge Sergio said. While questioning the unidentified staff member, it was revealed that they were told to change the court dates by supervisors. That did not make the judge happy to hear. Quote, all right, I'm being informed for the first time on the record that the court dates that I set in justice court are being changed after I set them. Apparently, staff have been directed by their supervisors, she said in open court. I'm telling the defendants that they have their court on they have court on those dates, and the defendants are expecting to have court. They are not being informed of a court date that's being changed. They are not being informed of a new court date, which means they are probably failing to appear and getting warrants, even though they have no notice whatsoever. Unquote. So let's just add to that chaos even
let's
more.
Take a bad problem and make it much worse.
So no cops, right? We have a huge staffing problem for cops, right? Which is not, oh, it's like that in other places and other, you know, and it's because the city council doesn't want to pay for cops. Okay. And they're so far behind on the pay scale compared to other communities that they've dug themselves a huge hole, let alone what's their pensions of time bomb waiting to happen also as a city. Okay. Now let's get to this part. So I got that. I got Nanos, who's just angry, psychotic, and has very sweaty armpits. Okay, just turning people off left and right over at the... Then I got Conover, who's her own mess, right? Badass super mama, weak on asking for bonds on people. Of course, we know she loves to give people who work on her campaigns sexual predators' daughters really cool deals, right? We got, again, think about this. If you're Laura Conover, this is why this town sucks. If there was a endorsement for Jetty that should have pounded through was the Emerge Domestic Abuse Center said they can't do another 4 years with the people that they serve, women and children who are abused. can't do another 4 years of Conover. Okay, so we got that. Then you have weak judges themselves and that pretrial service joke, and then this whole idea that the domestic, I mean, think about this. You have victims of domestic violence that they say, oh, we can't help because we didn't get them to fill out the questionnaire. Right? Valerie's covered that over at KOLD. Right? We just had this with this lady.
Might have had a hard time filling out that questionnaire because she was on life support. Soraya Moreno, yeah.
But that's what we're saying. We've heard that one too, right? Oh, we would have. The judge would have had more info if they could fill out the domestic violence questionnaire. Then, so you got all that. Weak magistrates, weak judges.
MacArthur Foundation just completely polluting the well.
Right? MacArthur Foundation polluting the well. Ray Carroll's a judge down in Green Valley, right? You got all of these things going on, right? And then we have, now check this out. So how many times have you seen when someone has a rap sheet or it's just something happens and they and there's a bench warrant, I don't know if I'm even using the right term here, for someone who had a failure to appear. Now, sometimes they're so drugged out, they don't even know where they're going or they don't have any interest in appearing anyway. But what we're finding out from the gentle giant here at KVOA, Chorus Nylander, is that the Judge Sergio is unbelievably concerned here, slash pissed off, that court staff is changing the date. And she says they're not being informed of this. This is talking about the defendants. They are not being informed of the new date, which means they're probably failing to appear and getting warrants, even though they've had no notice whatsoever, she explained. News 4, Tucson, spoke with experienced criminal defense attorney Louis Fidel, who has no connection to the case involved. Fidel says, discreetly changing defendant court dates could be a big problem. Let me give you another reference. As we say in Seinfeld, big problem, Jerry. Big problem. This type of confusion can have a devastating consequence for the defendant if they miss a court date. Well, no crap. Okay. News 4 asked court officials the same question. We made an inquiry Friday why this procedure apparently was put in place and how many defendants have subsequently received arrest warrants after failing to appear at these suddenly altered court dates. Court officials acknowledge receiving our inquiry, but yet have issued a response. Tucson 4 News 4 reached out to Judge Sergio directly. She gave us a statement. Quote, I met with Pima County's Justice Course presiding judge. The issue has been addressed and resolved. I do not have additional comment. So here's the magic question. Back to Chorus Nylander's question. How many people were screwed by these people?
How long's it been happening?
Yep.
How many people is it affected?
He's got to stay on it just because Judge Sergio says it's been, a quote, resolved.
I think I did watch the video, and I think he said that he would follow up on it, I believe.
No, that's fine. Yeah. It's just, you know, I just hope that his 18-year-old news producers at KVOA let him pursue it.
Yeah.
Right? So anyway, I think, again, what are we doing here? What the hell are we doing here? What are we doing?
It's just... Chris, I've told you this, you know, multiple times over the last several, even the last couple of years. It just, between the pandemic and this, everybody's shifting, not everybody's shifting their attention. Leaders shifting everybody's attention to this DEI and everything. Just people are not doing the basics of their job and government entities are falling apart at the seams.
Right.
And you just wonder how any work actually gets done between, and this is the private sector, public sector, work from home, and all that. And just this constant emphasis on things that have less to do with core competencies in getting your job done.
Correct.
Okay. You see the industry, Boeing, doors flying off planes, right? Oh, we didn't put the bolts in? Imagine that. How about that? Basics, people. And everything's fallen apart in the last several years. The seams, as a society, there's just rampant crime. you know, these street takeovers, I saw a news story overnight. They're just rampant in LA. They're going on all over the place, these intersection takeovers. The cops are overwhelmed. And then you have big city, you know, left-leaning leaders that thought, oh, we need to defund police because, you know, they're mean or something, you know?
Including two bozos running on the Democrat ticket right now.
Yes. So it's just everything's coming unraveled at the seams. I don't know how we get back. I mean, your faith family and
family and schools, and then
it's a long road back, Chris.
It is. No, it's 30, 40 years at least. Okay, and we're to the point. Remember, I said to the conservative leaning family people that want to have kids and do that whole weird thing with you know, having a family and cooking dinner together and all that jazz and having sex and creating children, right? You're going to do it. This is part of the long-term play. Start having babies, as many as you can handle, right? Keep them out of K-12 government schools, right? It's charter, private, homeschool, all right? This is the way back. Remember that whole big hubbub and who wrote it? Was it... the Mark guy who used to fill in for Rush. I can't believe I forgot. Mark Stein? That guy. I met him too. You know what I mean. And I remember he wrote a book about the demographics of Europe, about how Muslim families were having 4.7 kids and European families were having 0.8 kids, and eventually the demographics will catch up to the whole situation. That's what conservatives have to do. Because you know something? Between the insulation of social media, right? COVID, right? The idea that they've been trained by their liberal masters at school that less people will have a better effect on the environment and everything. The lefties don't even, they have no interest in having multiple kids. The way we win the battle in the long term is, let's get it on, as Mr. Gay once said, just to let you know. It's part of it. Faith, family, schools, and demographics. Well, they are trying to bump their side up with 10 million illegal immigrants, but we'll get there. So 6:48 in the morning, you're on Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news and talk. Set them free. This sounds like a Laura Conover song. Wake Up Tucson, 10:30 The Voice, local news. All right, Sting versus Phil Collins, 790-2040. Let's go to Billy number one. Bill, good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. To answer Matthew's question from the previous segment, it's because your betters know better. Now sit down and shut up.
Well, right. You're right, but who called, other than us and a couple other people, who called these people out on obvious silly crap, right?
That is the $64,000 question, and, you know, in some ways, you know, your betters know better, now sit down and shut up. That's the plot line for the movie Idiocracy. At some point, the absurdity of all of this should assert itself, but it's how much pain do we all have to endure in the meantime?
Right.
And that is probably the biggest question, not just of this election cycle, but of the societal woes writ large of the last how many ever decades you care to go back on. And I can't help but think of, you know, something strangely enough from what Mike Rowe keeps talking about. You know, it's the folks that do the dirty jobs that know best how to solve most of life's problems. It's the guy or the gal that has to get their hands dirty is the ultimate kind of solution to a lot of these problems. I mean, you touched on it with, you know, faith, family, school, you know, your kids, but it's also that person that, you know, is out there truly getting their hands dirty, not the person sitting in the ivory tower that will solve the problems. It's just, how do you shake enough of those people that, you know, are getting their hands dirty on a daily basis, shake them up enough to recognize, I have to get involved. I can't just sit back and let the world go by and I focus only on just my little universe of things. you know, the old line about, strong men lead to weak men, et cetera, et cetera. We're living through that on a daily basis. It's just, at what point do enough of those folks that get their hands dirty on a daily basis wake up enough to recognize there are real consequences to me just sitting back and waiting for something else to come along?
Well, and then the media plus both political parties make it just so ugly, the whole thing, that average guy or girl who's doing the dirty jobs has no interest in getting involved more than ever.
Right.
Because they're like, if you're a good conservative business guy in this town and you wanted to go do something, what happens is the Democrats say you're a bunch of fat cats who want to control women's bodies. And then the local Republicans call you an effing rhino. And then you're like, I'm going to go back and make widgets. Right.
Pretty much.
So, Bill, thanks for the call. Have a good day. Hoffman, time for RoboCop. It's getting there, dude. It's getting there. Hoffman, when was the last time you heard the phrase "point of honor"? People have become crass and self-centered. Well, part of the thing, right? Part of the culture. Josh, roughly 70% of nonviolent misdemeanor offenders are not showing up for future court dates. Wow. 70%.
Wow.
70.
Again, just like with traffic violators, they don't think that there's going to be a repercussion.
Yep.
Correct. I think that's driving that. So thank you, Chorus Nylander, for getting this story and exposing it and presenting it to us. That staff is just overruling judges and making things worse.
Smudge the Cat's one of my heroes.
Of course.
Right.
Ironically.
Of everyone of the feline
guy,
world.
But you're, yeah, but Smudge.
Smudge
speaks
is
to your soul.
He's a mitigating factor of the whole cat problem. Okay. And I love Facebook memory, right? So my Facebook memory from this today was, it's the picture of Matt Hines with a bikini boy in the back. Yikes. When he said he was baffled by people being like somehow miffed by this whole thing. And the old smudger just says, "You're baffled?" As Matt and the bikini boy are rollicking in the background. So just one of the always like, and then yesterday was also the anniversary of Chris Smudge, where the woman's yelling at me, I'm in the smudge position.
Yes.
And she says, "Tucson's a safe, great city." And I go, "What'd you say?
You're eating your greens."
Thank you.
All
right.
Smudge.
Holidays, National Wildlife Day.
Okay.
It's National Newspaper Carrier Day.
Hey.
So the guy who runs 45 miles an hour in a 25 throwing the paper now out of to try to hit your thing, almost like the mailman in Funny Farm with Chevy Chase.
References. Right? Nice.
I did.
I had a paper route. A couple, actually.
What newspaper did you deliver?
The afternoon paper, the Phoenix Gazette, which is no longer around.
Yep.
And then I think me and a buddy one summer did like one of these freebie penny saver kind of things.
So I've done the penny saver
way back
thing.
When.
I did the penny saver thing. And
turned
then I,
these huge canvas bags with like thousands of copies of this thing.
And then I filled in for my buddy when he was on vacation with his family for his Long Island Newsday newspaper out.
Yeah.
And the way Sunday papers worked, that you had to put the Sunday paper together.
Yeah.
Right? So you had to do all the circulars together,
yeah, sure.
Blah, blah, blah.
I think I remember that.
Right? And then on Sunday, you had to put it together, bag it, and do it. And then in those days, you had to collect money.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you collect money at
yes,
the Phoenix?
Sir.
Right? So you had to go, "Hey, Mrs. Johnson, I need $2.90.
Yeah.
You know. Also, one of the most anathema holidays in all of Tucson history.
Okay.
Like, this is worse than, like, Sparky the Sun Devil Day for Tucson.
Okay. For Tucson. Okay.
All right. National Leadership Day.
Okay.
You keep saying the word, but you don't know what it means.
Does the holiday have the air quotes?
Nope. Real holiday. Shelly Kice is coming up. Hold on. I think I hear Betsy, the other Betsy in the background.
Evil Rhino!
Uh-oh, here's Justine.
Evil Queen!